Chapter 3. I tried to call out to Vlad. He couldn't do anything to stop this, but some desperate part of me needed to see him one last time. Yet all I could manage was a last gasping whisper. Vlad might have supernatural hearing, but he was 3 floors below me, and there was endless banging, clanging, and other noise from the construction on the mansion's south wing. All I had was my mind, and though it felt almost as frozen as my limbs, I summoned the last of my strength to establish a link to him, then let out a mental shout. Vlad! A wave of energy filled the room, followed by a slew of emotions slamming into mine. That was more effective than a reply to let me know that he'd heard me. Moments later, I saw a tall, dark form moving with blurring speed toward me.
Layla.
He lifted me up, leaning in so close that his hair formed a blackish-brown veil around us.
What?
He stopped when my arms fell away, revealing the bloody hole directly into my heart. A shockwave of emotion exploded from him, and the rebounding effects hit me with such force that I almost passed out.
No,
he said, anguish choking the word.
No!
His scream echoed through every part of me. Vlad clutched me, while grief, panic, and despair howled through our bond. In the midst of the awful, clawing pain in my chest, I felt burning spots on my face that I didn't understand, until he drew away enough for me to see him. Pink lines streaked his face. They had to be tears, but I hadn't known that Vlad was capable of crying. I also had never seen the tiny orange droplets that now beaded on his skin before burning my clothes and anything else they touched. He's sweating fire, I realized, amazement threading through me even as death dragged me down farther into its grasp. I love you, I tried to say, but all that came out was a gasp. So I stared at him, trying to concentrate on his face instead of the awful coldness overwhelming me. I loved the dark stubble on his jaw, the winged black brows framing his coppery green eyes, and his masculine yet sensual mouth. I loved his long dark hair and the scars covering his hands. And most of all, I loved his fierce, beautiful soul. I wished I could tell him.